Welcome back to another edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Mirta Podcast Network. You're just tuning in for the first time. I'm Ben, and I do most of the talking here. I write an online column about Santa Cruz, California, called The Weekly Dump, which is published every Thursday over on www.santamirta.com. Go have a look if you're not familiar with it. So this past week, I shared a link to a video called Seattle is Dying. It's a pretty powerful, vibrantly honest look at how idiot compassion is basically destroying Seattle. I love Seattle, too. Watching it was like watching Santa Cruz. It might not be as big, and it might not be as bad, but we are both walking parallel paths of destruction here. It's posted on the Santa Mirta Facebook page. I also posted it on this week's weekly dump. And you can probably just Google Seattle is Dying, KOMO, and find it. KOMO is the news station that co-produced the video as part of a special for the station. And of course, this being Santa Cruz, there are a few kooks who tried pushing back against the video. Good Times ran some fake news story attacking the news station. How predictable is that? Anytime people on the far left here feel something is attacking their agenda, do they debate the matter with facts? Of course not. They attack the person delivering the message. Like me. There are entire social media groups built around being butthurt over someone saying or doing something they don't agree with. Their moral superiority is a foundation of local progressive politics. All I'm saying here is watch the video for yourself. It's easy to find. It's posted on the latest weekly dump. You can Google it. The original video has been seen by over 1.5 million people last time I checked. Meanwhile, the same handful of local fools here attack the reporter and the TV station. What do you do when you can't argue with facts? You argue with rhetoric, or you attack the messenger? There's absolutely no mistaking the parallels in Seattle. Not only with regards to the homeless camps, but also with regards to the city's policies and the way the courts and the jail are complicit in the problem. Homelessness is a problem can't be solved, but it can be much better managed. Look at what Rhode Island is doing to avoid the mistakes we are making. It can be summed up in two words: tough love, or alternatively, no bullshit. And after watching that Seattle video, I'm pointing my middle finger at the Santa Cruz Board of Supervisors. Looking at you, Ryan Coonerty, our do-nothing nationally syndicated podcaster, who can't be bothered with this issue. Or Johnny Leopold, the showrunner of all needle stupidity in Santa Cruz for the past 25 years at least, and counting. These are the people that continue to ignore conventional wisdom and public opinion over serving and placating their minority of supporters and pandering to the majority of progressive lemming voters. And speaking of dumpster fires and hot messes, I also posted another video on this week's dump, which features a vibrantly honest tour of Camp Bernal. It's fairly short. It features local yokel Krabby Samuels trolling SCPD as they walk through doing what amounts to basically a safety welfare check. Stuff they routinely do every day in a very professional manner. And they were very professional here, too. Can't say the same for Krabby, who can usually be seen mugging for the TV cameras at city council meetings. You can see from that video the close proximity of tents and makeshift camps to each other. It's a fire trap. How would you get a fire truck down in the middle of this sty? You can't. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I can hear sirens in the background as SCPD and the fire department head to Camp Bernal to put out a tent on fire. Again. What's that definition of insanity? I need a refill. When I come back, I'll talk about Lot 24. I know that sounds like something straight out of the X-Files. Might as well be. Be right back. Okay, I'm back, and the topic du jour for the second part of this show is Lot 24. It's an innocent little parking lot next to the soccer field at Depot Park. And it's where the city hopes to funnel its current drug camp into. It's not a homeless camp. It's a drug camp with homeless people squatting in it. Maybe they don't all do drugs, but by most feedback that I've heard, including that of the county's health services director, over half regularly used daily. Why are we moving this? Why aren't we eliminating this? If the city can mandate it be shut down now, they could have done the same thing in November, before it ever came to be. They chose not to. This is all about selective enforcement, something we are really good at here, double standards. So at the last city council meeting, the vote was 4-3 to move it to Lot 24. Move it to the middle of a residential neighborhood in downtown. All kinds of stupid to dissect here. We have a train, a literal tourist train, that runs through the middle of this area multiple times a day. No better way to promote our city's dysfunction than showing it firsthand to the tourists. And then there's the collateral damage to the surrounding businesses, homes, and apartments that will surely follow this decision. There's the daily use of the soccer field, just feet from this proposed camp, used by small children playing a game of soccer. Where's the outrage from anyone in the city over this? I know how the neighbors feel. 99% of people who wrote to the city council this week said no mas. And the city council ignored them. At least Cynthia Matthews and the Three Stooges ignored overwhelming 99% public opposition and threw us their middle finger in a new dumpster fire to be downtown. So here's my take. I think Cynthia Matthews wants to do whatever it takes to expedite shutting down Camp Bernal yesterday. You cannot close it fast enough for her, and she's willing to concede some 30-day pilot camp somewhere else in order to shut it down for good. I think she feels that most of the people in Camp Bernal now won't go to any shelter. They'll be forced to move along somewhere else. People willing to accept some rules will get helped. Junkies and thieves can beat it. But we won't fill the available space, and the Idaho case won't apply. It already doesn't apply. But they could at least stop hiding behind it publicly. Then in 30 days, they shut down whatever is left over. At least I think that's what she hopes will happen. But make no mistake, the city is facing multiple lawsuits over this that won't just go away. These aren't kooky individuals wanting a handout or a grift. These are multiple professional businesses and homeowners, homeowner associations, and property management companies, some of whom have deep pockets and corporate lawyers on retainer that'll make our city attorney look like the JV lawyer that he is. These people are lawyering up as we speak. They're talking to judges about injunctions, and this will not pass quietly if it ever manages to actually see the light of day. I'm not without sympathy here. The biggest problem, as has been mentioned over and over time and again, is the city is taking on a responsibility that really isn't theirs to bear. Carry the county cross on homelessness only protects the apathetic state and lack of response we get from the county. We're picking up the county's trash here. Any new location should be located on county, not city land. And the county is the governmental group that needs to manage and pony up the cost for it out of their $10 million grant. The city just needs to sit down, shut up, and let the county lead by example. Or we need to do a better job pointing the finger at them. At least I'm trying to lead by example on that one. So coming up, I'll toss a few teasers for the next weekly dump along with a couple other things. Be right back.
Just can't sleep, no. Try- just you believe in the power of a Father that we never see. So I say to you, don't be deceived. All we have is one another. Will you stand with me? Keep on trying to find a reason for the problems in this world. Trying to find a reason for the heartaches we endure. Trying to find a reason for the tears we always cry. Trying to find a reason for the pressure, ease the pressure inside.
So coming up in the next Weekly Dump, park rangers with the Santa Cruz Police Department spent some time cleaning out a homeless encampment over in Arana Gulch over concerns about pollution leaching into the harbor and bay. First, thanks to them for going above and beyond their job descriptions. But isn't there a homeless camp that's about 20 times the size of this that gets ignored by the city daily? Yep. Doesn't it leach about 20 times more pollution into the San Lorenzo River every day? Yep. So let's pull weeds and ignore the dumpster fire burning our town down. And sheriff deputies busted a guy on the east side for an apparent felony outstanding warrant. Seems to be known to the local neighbors as a serial transient. He is hauling some fire trap camper with about 30 bikes strapped to it. I'm sure he paid for all of them. And of course, we'll have more of the usual coverage of the stuff that never makes the news or the newspapers. Do people still read newspapers? And I had a fun coffee clatch with Big Joe the other morning downtown at the new Tabby Cat Cafe near Pono. Nice little place, friendly people. And I was surprised how packed it got as the morning went on. They seem to be doing really well so far. And if you're into scary movies, don't forget to check out Jordan Peele's new film, Us, which was shot right here in Santa Cruz. First, I was thinking it'd be a boon for the local tourist industry, but I'm also hearing from social media that people are terrified to visit Santa Cruz after seeing it. Can't scare them off with our actual horror stories, but we can scare them off with our fictitious ones. Sounds about right. So that's going to do it for me this week. Be sure to check out the Weekly Dump every Thursday night over on santamirada.com. And you can listen to all the previous unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, probably a couple others. I'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. Don't forget, you get what you're willing to tolerate. Adios.